Hello, it's the review show after Liverpool 5, Arsenal 5. And where to start with that one, eh? To discuss it, I'm Dan Morgan, I've got Neil and I've got Sean with me. Sean, I want to go into approaches and stuff as we usually do, but the two things I want to reference, excuse me, this manager, two things stand out from me, from him last night. Firstly, he really enjoys it. In a pressure off kind of almost perverse type of way. It's just, I mean, in many ways it epitomises him and his personality in that he loves life, he loves youth, he loves vibrance, and it's all of it's present in Anfield last night. But secondly, and I don't know how much of this plays into his thoughts going into the game, he does not trust the people who organise these fixtures one bit.
No, not at all. We were saying just before that I think when you're a manager, at any level, to be fair, it's very rare that you get a chance to have a game where in the broader scheme of things, you're not that bothered and you know that your squad, your chairman, the fans, in a weird way, aren't that bothered either. And I think when you've got that, it's brilliant because you want the pressure and you want to be involved in all the big games and you want the pressure of having to win every week because of Man City and Champions League and everything else. But on a night like that last night, you've got the chance to just let off and enjoy football and enjoy the game, and it's at Anfield and everything else. And I think to that extent, you almost see Klopp at his best, I suppose, where he can just completely let off, relax and have fun. And it's really good as well for your backroom staff and everybody else, because you know you can let them off the leash a little bit. You can all the things that you've wondered about, you get a chance to, if you want, play with formations, play with different players, look at different partnerships, things like that. And I've got no doubt in training he'd have been, you know, looking at Curtis Jones, Rhian Brewster, all the lads who played last night, and you it's very difficult to try and figure out how they would do in certain situations. MK Dons is somewhat of an irrelevance, really. So I think he'd have been really looking forward to it, where there's absolutely zero to lose for Jurgen Klopp. Like, there's nothing to lose at all with that. And he does well with that in that I think when you can't throw all the kids in, you do need a bit of a spine, and I think he's been a little bit unlucky with the injuries to Matip, you know, Lovren's injury record as well. You know, there's a few little bits that have gone against him there, but I think he balanced the team on paper very well.